Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-54, Baywood LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 123.2 acres into 246 lots under the cluster development concept located south of Road 301, 2,188 feet west of Route 24. This application has also been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if we have any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC report of December 21st, 2005 will be made a part of the record. The applicant submitted a revised plan addressing the comments from the TAC committee on June 30th. There was a copy provided for each of you tonight. And they also submitted a booklet on July 21st. Each of you has received a copy of that, and that'll be made a part of the record. That's it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, Mr. Wheatley, members of the commission. Barnes, Shane and Vince, Gene Byard for the applicant. With me tonight are Rob Tunnel and Kevin Burdett and Holly Hearn from McCrone. As Lawrence has described, this is a cluster subdivision in an AR1 agricultural residential district. But it's more than that. What it is, as that board makes clear, is phase 12 of an existing development known as Duneside at Baywood. Kevin, if you do we have an area map? Let's
on the big board?
No. Yeah. All right. We can walk the commission through the area. What this is, gentlemen, is a classic infill. If you've seen this site, it is much like the hole in the center of a donut. Everything surrounding this property is either fully developed or in the process of being fully developed. What this is a project, as Kevin will tell you, that is a function of what surrounds it. All of the amenities, all of the open space, all of what goes with the rest of Baywood is part of this project. I'd ask Kevin to come up and identify himself. Given your agenda and given the hour, we'll move right along.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Kevin Burdett with McCrone Incorporated.
Kevin, if you can begin by describing the immediate area surrounding this property.
This property is located, and we'll use the larger map, Route 24. This is the development that you all may be very aware of, Stonewater Creek, phases 5 and 6 being here. Baywood, the existing Baywood facilities being here, and here is the subject property. About 5 on the northbound side, running up this way at the intersection of 24.
Can you describe briefly existing site conditions?
The existing site conditions, this is a area that had been commercially timbered at one point and appears to not ever have been properly replanted. It does have growth of trees on it. However, the commercial value of those trees we've been advised are minimal.
Can you tell the commission whether or not an environmental site assessment has been completed?
A environmental site assessment has been completed on this project. It is located in the book we have provided for you and is under figure 16, endangered species report. There were no endangered species located on this property.
Let's move right to the site plan. Can you walk the commission through the site plan, please?
I would love to. This parcel is approximately 123 acres. On the 123 acres, we're proposing 246 lots. That's a density of 2 units per acre. Actually, it's a little less than that, 1.997. And the average lot is about 10,019 square feet. We have, for ease of your understanding this evening, and for fairness, If you'll notice the black line, as this does abut and joins the rest of Baywood, there is a black boundary line. And that is the actual subject parcel that the developer has acquired that this phase 12 is going on. Now, any lot that is touching that black line, we have calculated into the density of phase 12. However, if you look at, and I'll call it to your attention if you'd like to see it closer, it would be your tab 3. You'll notice that there are some lots there that maybe 2% or 3% of the lot is in this parcel or contained within this parcel, the balance of it being outside of this parcel. We have included that lot in the lot count for this parcel. Does that make sense to everyone?
So the ones that are included that aren't really part of this application, they're previously approved lots, is that?
The ones that are outside of the boundary of the black right. property, if they do not touch this boundary at all, they are in the other development
okay.
that have been previously approved. The ones that we are looking at here, the 246 lots, if any portion of that lot was to touch the boundary line, we have included that unit in this count of the 246. If you go around and actually count full lots, you'll find there's a lot less than 246 lots up there. But fractions of lots we've added as a whole lot to the 246 unit count.
All right, if you could move through the site plan, and I'll ask two questions at once, and if you could then move to 99-9C, which is what the commission needs to hear.
Very good. Holly Lake Road is up on this area. As you come in, we're going to be using entrances through the predominant phases of Baywood to access this facility or this phase of Baywood, phase 12. We do have a golf course, one of the seven holes that are on this side of Route 24 for the Baywood Duneside Golf Course. Two of those holes are located here. We have wetlands on the site that are up in this area right here. We have a stormwater management facility, excluding of the wetlands, not discharge or not within the wetlands. There are no lots within the wetlands, and in fact, we have at least 130-foot buffer to the wetlands from any lot and or structures. We have only two lots that are really, if you want to call it, adjacent within 130 feet of the wetlands, and the rest of them are much farther away, and we have this common entry road. As you go through the site, you also notice that there a tip of this site is in the excellent groundwater recharge area. In our design, we've included this pond facility to be recharging to that area, and in fact, that overlies the area of the excellent groundwater recharge, falls right about there, and it just barely tips into the site. Amenities throughout the site, we have obviously large wooded parcels. We have our continuous buffers. We have pocket parks of relatively large magnitudes. And again, the open space greenways that will facilitate the golf course. Now, much different than many other golf courses, if those of you who've been out to the Baywood area, those golf courses, after the course closes in the evenings, the residents of the Baywood communities have full access to walk the trails, Gart Pass, and enjoy the scenery. And again, if you've been at the Baywood facilities, I'm sure you'll recognize that the scenery is quite lovely at the site. The project parcel will be served by Central Water from the Long Neck Water Company. The parcel will be served by the Inland Bays Preservation Company for wastewater. Both facilities are up and operational. Both facilities have capacities. There are letters within your books showing they're willing and able to serve for these services. A majority, again, of the site consists of some forested areas that were pre-cut timber, as we said earlier, that was not replanted. And the site does fall within the Sussex County Comprehensive low-density area. Again, we are less than the 2 units per acre. We have limited the housing types to single-family homes within this facility. These roadways will be per county standards, 20-foot wide asphalt. We have included, it's a closed curb and gutter, with sidewalks on both sides. Very much to mirror the image of the remaining of Baywood, that presently exist. We are in the Region 5 for the State of Delaware Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Facilities plan. We have included on our site plan the recreational facilities, including the walking and jogging trails, bike paths. Throughout the Baywood facility, we have picnic areas and other amenities, obviously, as you all have been to the site and know.
Before you get to 99-9C, can you talk briefly about your trip to PLUS and your response?
When we went to PLUS, the initial project went into PLUS as a single development to be developed within the confines of the Black Lines. From listening to the PLUS comments, we came back, we met with the client, and it was recognized the best thing to do would be to open up the project and attach it to the Baywood, making it phase 12 of Baywood. By doing such, the total open area of site phase 12 jumps dramatically from the 37.7% up to approximately 65.1% when we utilize the entire open areas of Baywood on this side of Route 24 for that facility. So we felt that that was the best way to address it. One of the other PLUS comments was regarding trying to save the wooded trees in and around the wetlands. We have successfully done that. Again, we've addressed the Department of Natural Resources concerns with the recharge of the excellent groundwater areas. And again, this is a closed pipe system which will feed to that stormwater management pond, as well as some water features here on the golf course. Golf course all feeds back within itself, and your contaminants will not be leaving the site of any of the golf course areas. So I believe we've addressed many of them, although we had to slightly change the project from what it looked like when it went to PLUS.
Let's move into those 17 elements the commission is obliged to consider.
Under 99-9, the integration of the proposed existing terrain and surrounding landscape. Again, there's 246 lots at over 10,000 square foot average size, even though we're allowed the 7,500 in the AR1 cluster. We have the 50-foot buffer. We have provided landscape barriers around all perimeters and perimeter edges. We have no lots that have road frontage along Holly Lake Road. That's an area which we wish to maintain minimal traffic flow to. The site is currently in between two approved developments and is in essence an infill of the Baywood communities and the much larger Stonewater Creek development. The minimal use of the wetlands and floodplains. The wetlands on the site will have no impact from the proposed development. The property is located within flood zone X. That's an area to be determined less than 0.2% of annual chance of flood for the firm maps. As far as preservation of natural and historic features, again, 21.6% of the natural wooded areas on the site have been preserved, which comprises of 1.63 acres of the 103.55 acres as non-tidal wetlands. A rare and endangered threatened species study, as we had mentioned earlier, has been performed. The clustering has allowed us to yield approximately 470 acres total. When we add phase 12 to the rest of Baywood on this side of acres of open area for 65.1%, within parcel 12 itself, there is 37.7% or 46.39 acres of open space. That open space, again, is comprised of large continuous areas. It is comprised of 9.3 acres of open space for recreational areas and 2.77 acres of stormwater management areas. The natural wildlife and habitat areas remain undisturbed, and there are corridors for habitats to still be maintained on the site that are acceptable for habitat in the area. We have the clearing on this site will be maintained to a minimum. Clearing of the lots and roads, clearing of the roads will be required for utilities. The client, as you have well known through the years, prefers to selectively clear his building lots. So the home sites, even though we've shown them here for ease of viewing tonight as yellow, will be selectively cleared, not bulk cleared, for the homes to be placed. We have as well the golf course throughout the area, which opens up a lot of potential areas and green space, vistas and views to be held by the residents. Under the screening, again, the screening, we have the 50-foot minimum buffers around the entire site. We have public water and wastewater. Solid waste disposal is by Blue Hen Buzzards Disposal. There's a letter in the packet for you as well on that. All runoff, again, is through a closed loop section system. It's to be treated on the site. Our client fortunately has, because of all the other ponds that he does have in the Baywood facilities, he has provisions to maintain goose control, which is something Denrec always has concern about when we have wet ponds. And the tunnel companies do maintain a goose patrol to maintain the wildlife from destroying natural habitats, and that's what geese are known to do. Erosion and sediment control, again, will meet all of Delaware Sussex County standards. And traffic impact, safe vehiculars, we have a traffic impact study which has been prepared. That is under tab 19, not 21, as it's shown in your book or referenced in your book.
Stop for a minute there, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about multimodal paths.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure I know what that is, but are there multimodal paths throughout phases 1 through 11?
There are no multimodal paths through phases 1 through 11 except for right along Route 24. They do not come back into the development. The sidewalks do tie into them. However, there are not multimodal paths throughout the development. To maintain the same nature of what we're looking at, because we don't want to be riding through a development all of a sudden have people say, oh, we must be in phase 12 now because it looks so much different. We are proposing the same alignment street configurations in phase 12 as what's been approved in phase 1 through 11. And the only multimodal path would be those that exist up on the front along Route 24 for phases 1 through 11.
Move on.
Yes, sir. The internal roads, again, will be private for public use. 20-foot wide roads. The effects on the local property values, which is one of the items in the section to be covered, I don't think there's any question or doubt, nor can anybody dispute, the Baywood communities have not increased the property values immediately adjacent to them. They obviously have their track history of increasing property values. We anticipate that same track history to occur here. And so I do not believe that is, I believe this design does provide a superior design to just a straight residential subdivision with the amenity packages that we've got here. The preservation and conservation of farmland, presently this land is not farmed. As I said, it's on fouled timber that had been timbered at one time and apparently never been replanted. The effects on local schools, public buildings, and community facilities. We did a little study of the existing Baywood community, and of the 250 existing residential families living in Baywood, there are two that have families with children that go to the schools. Therefore, we don't anticipate that population growth will, or population trend will change a lot. However, we believe that there is adequate facilities to work into the Indian River school system. We will provide Mr. Johnson a bus stop once we get to final site plan approval. But we want to sit down again with the Indian River School District and say, okay, where do you want them and what works for you? Obviously, we don't want school buses necessarily running through here, nor do they necessarily want them on all every side street. Effects on area roadways and public transportation. Again, a pedestrian and multimodal bridge is projected to be constructed as part of phase 1 through 11 up over Route 24. So people from this side will be able to get to the south side or right side as you're headed east of 24 without ever crossing Route 24. That is a bridge that has been approved or we're in the process of getting approved. It was a portion of phases 1 through 11. I can assure you it'll have to come because that ties the golf courses together as well with the other nine holes on the south side. Compatibility with other land uses in the area. All areas will be planned for aesthetic transitions from one to the next of the phases of Baywood and will be maintained by the tunnel companies as required. Now, a lot of people kind of wonder what does that mean? And earlier, we asked Mr. Tunnel, and he advised us, He has two full-time horticulturists working at his facility on these projects, maintaining the flowering and stocking. He presently has 14 to 16 landscapers to do the streetscaping every day, the beautiful flower beds and pots that you see hanging, and another 20 to 24 people working on a daily average, working on the golf course, maintaining and keeping those green. So I believe without doubt, we can say that the plan, there's a planned aesthetic value that's going to go from transition from phase 1 through 11 to phase 12. Again, all discharge of the stormwater management system will be to the on-site wetlands and the existing stormwater management facility associated with the golf course areas. Complying with the zoning stated, the Duneside Baywood development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. It complies with the plan in that it provides a rural area with a density of less than 2 units per acre. The development will be constructed with a single-family detached homes, and the number of lots does not exceed the number of lots permitted.
All right, let's, before we get to how this gets to the goals of the cluster ordinance, I want to ask you one question. You referenced the subject, and it's time to talk about it. Let's talk about phases 1 through 11 and the feel and appearance, at least as to front yard, of phases 1 through 11.
Yes, sir. We presently have the minimum lot widths and areas, as I've said previous to you. We could go to 7,500 square foot lots. We have 10,019 square foot lots as an average. We are going to ask, and under the better models for Delaware book.
Excuse me, Kevin. Gentlemen, if you're going to have a conference, I prefer that you do it out in the hallway, please. We are trying to conduct business here. Thank you.
Under the better models for Delaware, there is a section that reads, walkable urban neighborhoods provide opportunities for revitalization while offering the convenience and social advantages of real communities. The book goes on further to say that the style creating an inviting public realm of conducting walking, casual socialization, and community functions. Therefore, even though we have the room on the lots, we would like to ask that at a later date we may come back for a bulk zoning
it's a bulk
variance.
It's nothing that will come before you, thank the Lord. If this application were to be approved, it would have come before the Board of Adjustment as an application for a variance to reduce the front yard from a 25-foot setback to 10 feet to be consistent with phases 1 through 11.
Not our issue.
Not your issue, but I wanted you to be aware of it.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Now, let's get to the cluster ordinance. Tell me why this design is superior to that of an ordinary grid subdivision.
This design is superior very simply because of the open space vistas. We provided the 130-foot plus buffers to any wetlands that we have, the external 50-foot buffering, the pocket natural parks, the natural gradient flows that this subdivision provides. Again, 65.1% when tied to the entire Baywood subdivision, this clustering development provides excellent lot usage and open space attributes.
Gentlemen, that's the application. We're happy to answer any questions you have. It is what it is. It's phase 12, and I guess in Mr. Couts' terminology, this is really an infill.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Burdett, I have one question for you before we go on. I just want to clear up a bit of a misunderstanding, at least in my mind, and I think maybe a couple of the other commissioners. The lots that are in yellow are the lots that are being proposed. That's correct. So the diagonal portion of your property line there that is bisecting some lots, I think I misunderstood you to say that those lots existed and you were counting them. They don't exist today. I'm not suggesting that they shouldn't be there. I'm just saying that I just want to make sure that I understand.
These lots in white have been pre-approved.
Right.
They exist on paper.
Right, but you didn't count those in your calculation.
These are not counted in the calculation.
Right.
Only the lots that are in yellow.
Right.
And if I couldn't point to that particular one right there.
Right. I know there are two lots that aren't, according to your larger scale plan.
Right.
You have two lots that are on that side.
None of them fall within the parcel of number 12.
Right.
We didn't count those in our 246 units.
I understand. I just want to make sure that I understood what you...
But like this one, which is really half a lot in, we counted it as a whole lot. This one, which may be 1% of a lot in, I mean, just a corner, it actually like 5 foot.
Yeah,
we counted it as a whole lot.
I appreciate what you're saying, but I don't know who's being favored with your calculation there, because you couldn't do those lots without this additional parcel. So certainly they should count, or they wouldn't otherwise be there. So, but that's all right.
Let me ask a follow-up question to that. If those lots, though, and by your own statement, you know, a majority of those lots is actually on what would have been Phase 11, wouldn't that require an amendment to the Phase 11 site plan? Because you're changing the site plan that was approved as part of the Phase 11 project.
But I don't believe that change is significantly changed. In other words, we've put connector roads from Phase 11 to 12. I think when you look at the old Phase 11 plan, you'll see it wasn't significant changes.
What was the density on Phase 11, do you recall?
I do not recall at this time.
That's a portion of the residential plan community.
That is Phase 11 was? So that wasn't
part
a
of a GRRPC.
That was a GRRPC at a higher density.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay. We're fine. Let's see if anyone else has any questions for you, gentlemen.
Well, let me follow with what we were just talking about. So are we still talking, when you count those partial lots that are in the old Phase 11, is that still total out to 123 acres?
Well,
you got fractions of, you got some land that's sitting in the old Phase 11. Mm-hmm. And now you're counting that lot as part of Phase 12.
No, the 123 acres
is the area that's within the black line.
You're not counting the land mass that goes to those lots. You're just counting the lot as a number of, as a lot, but not the land mass isn't in the calculation.
So your land mass actually may be greater.
No,
it would be less.
Land mass is the 123 that's
right
within the boundaries of that black line.
Correct,
and
I got that.
Same for purposes of calculating his density, they added the total number of lots, even those lots that a portion was extending onto the Phase 11 land.
Well, and they'd have to add those,
which and my point was, I see, of course you would add them. I don't know. I don't think it was presented like somebody was doing us a favor, but
and they have to add them, because otherwise there's no approval they're seeking.
But you know, it was just sort of interesting. But I think we understand that. We're good.
Okay.
Drive on, sir. You have the floor.
Thank you. I do have a comment about your response to Plus comments.
Yes, sir.
Compared to Mr. Ford, who presented a detailed response on point by point. And I must admit, there were some points he really stuck them back. Because I know you guys get it sometimes. But anyhow, it was difficult for me to see how you were responding to all the various points of the Plus comments. So you may need to bear with me as I ask you some of these questions as I try and sort through it. As Mr. Schrader said earlier, the way the previous comments of his clients enabled me to sort through without having to flip back and forth. And some things are just are a concern to me as a commissioner, and some of it has to do with what's happening with Plus, but let me first refer you to page 5 of 19 on the Plus comments. It may be more of an editorial on my part, but I'm concerned about what they're saying in that last two sentences, where they're saying that they'll give you, this project will receive no technical or other support of any kind from DENREC. It means they're just not going to help you with this development. And following that up, they're saying that any permits or authorizations shall be considered in light of the project's conflict with the state growth. Sounds like the state's telling you they're not going to cooperate in these matters.
Mr. Johnson, I can't speak to what goes through the minds of the Preliminary Land Use Advisory Service. What I can tell you is this is in Level 4, and as you well know, the service has an attitude toward Level 4. I'm not sure it's not moving toward the adolescent when the service says, we're not going to play at all.
Right.
And that's exactly what's being said here. What it ignores is what's happened in the entire area. This is Phase 12. of a development that is substantial next to another development to the west that's more substantial. That's not even acknowledged anywhere in the PLUS report. So you do have to discount a little bit the attitude you get when you get a PLUS letter.
I might add, you might want to editorial back to them when you're responding to PLUS on some of those issues.
Although the urge is sometimes irresistible, most times it's probably not a good idea.
Okay. For example, looking now at page 6 of 19, the paragraph preceding the impervious cover, where they're making reference to that this project would significantly further degrade the quality of adjacent waterways, and how might you respond to that?
Well, sir, as I understand the existing Department of Natural Resource policy, which is coming out, as I reviewed the committee meeting notes, they're talking about asking for buffers now of 50 feet from wetlands. We've provided 130 feet, so I guess if 130 feet is greater and that's degrading something more than what the state's allowing, I'm not real sure I understand that. They're asking for 50, we're giving them 130. I guess more land's not better in this case, so maybe we should cut our buffers back to 50 and I guess they would be happy.
And moving along.
Tell us how you really feel.
How many acres of the trees are going to be removed under your proposal now?
Currently, there is 21.6% of the existing trees are to remain, and that calculation is based if we were to save none of the trees on the lots, which I can guarantee you Mr. Tunnel has advised me that will not happen, that there will be trees saved on a lot. However, I do not know how to calculate a sporadic density on a lot that would be fair to you all.
Because I know that the PLUS comments were making referencing that they were concerned that 70 acres were going to be removed. Is that an accurate reflection or is that different now with the proposed plan?
That is slightly different now with the proposed plan, sir. However, I would also add that the PLUS comment, if you read through there, which is, again, Mr. Vincent said it's okay, I tell you how I really feel. They've written things on there about these are wonderful treed areas, but nobody ever walked down there to look at them. Nobody ever recognized that this was a timbered over area that nobody replanted. And if you go to any timber person who's out there, even the state forestry person has said that a timber that has been cross-cut, that has not been replanted, doesn't yet generate a useful forest.
Okay, gentlemen, I think we all are aware of the difficulties that we have incorporating the state's comments into our deliberations when they do make sense. Mr. Johnson, have you got something else you want to
ask? I do, and Mr. Chairman, out of all due respect, I don't see the answers or responses to the PLUS comments, it does make me stop and dig.
And I appreciate that, and I think you've illustrated the point very well.
So that's why I was asking about the number of acres.
And you won't.
I will. Thank you, sir. We've addressed the issue of the bus stop. Is there adequate capacity for the wastewater treatment on this project as well?
Yes, sir, there is.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
At this time.
And your right is duly reserved. Mr. Burton.
You mentioned the Holly Lake Road would be weren't anticipating a lot of traffic going off of that road.
Yes, sir.
Tell me how you got. I mean, there's a lot of homes.
Well,
there.
I believe we will end up doing upgrades and repairs to Holly Lake Road to the satisfaction of DelDOT, obviously, for us to get an entrance in this area. That is not, you'll notice from the concept plan, we did not make that a grand entrance, grand boulevard with, you know, the flowering trees. We don't want to be drawing people's attention to that secondary road necessarily. Local residents obviously are going to go out that road as they see fit. I didn't mean to say that the locals weren't going to be using that access, but far different than as you ride up, let's say, Route 5, coming to the Stonewater Project, all of a sudden you see two great big grand entrances. Far different than when you're riding up Route 24 and you see the grand entrance of Baywood. That's obviously the area we want the people coming into, is the grand entrance. That's why our client's spending the money to build that grand entrance. So that's the reason the grand entrance is up front. We're tying in phase 12 into that road system that comes off of that grand entrance. There is a secondary entrance here, and obviously we want to see that secondary entrance for some safety reasons as well. Should a major fire or something occur on the grand entrance, it's always nice to be able to have a back door to come in.
Has that been approved, the back on the Holly Lake Road?
That was shown to DLDOT. DLDOT says, we'll sit down and we'll talk about it and we'll figure out what kind of road improvements you're going to have to make.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Gordy?
All of my questions are answered.
Thank you. Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Couts?
Just one question. I noticed in your booklet, I think it's figure 19, it's a 2001 TIS. Have you got any, is that still acceptable? Is the still not going to have to update any of the numbers or anything?
We are in the process, our client is in the process of working with DLDOT because of phases 1 through 11. And there's a lot of things going on there, and that will be upgraded, yes. But at this point, DLDOT has not released anything to us on this one because it was a continuation.
So it will be upgraded then?
Yes, sir, it will be. And will have to be when we get our final plan approval, as you well know.
Thank you. Robertson?
No questions at this time.
All right, sir. Mr. Byer, do you have anything to add, or shall we?
Other than to point Mr. Johnson to figure 21, I understand him share his concern about trees, but if you look at the quality of trees described in the report, you'll see the dominant trees are sweet gum and swamp maple, and those aren't necessarily of a particularly high value.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-54 Baywood LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-54? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.